Water from the Murray-Darling system is used to irrigate crops across four states, from Queensland cotton to New South Wales rice and South Australian fruit. Reporter Adam Harvey spoke to some of those affected.
The waters begin flowing in Queensland, and that's where Stuart Armitage grows cotton, in the Condamine River Valley.
It is as bad as we expected. It's no worse than we expected, which is probably good, but it's as bad as we expected. You know, in this area, we're looking at cuts of 60% of our allocation, almost 60% of our allocation.
Mr. Armitage says the impact of cuts to the amount of water available to growers won't just be felt on the farms.
But the big effect's going to be on the communities, where there'll be less farmers buying tractors and machinery and spending just less money being spent in the communities. So you'll see the gradual death of communities through this.
Joanne Granger grows cotton on the Queensland-New South Wales border. She says growers in that Border Rivers area haven't done so badly. They'll have enough water for their crops. But farmers are confused about how much they'll have to put back into the system.
When they look at the shared contribution, which is a contribution to go to the whole of the downstream environmental aspect, they're talking about a figure of 140,000 megalitres for the Northern Basin system, and that's going to be shared out across the various catchments, and we don't know how that will be shared at this stage.
And that confusion is one of the biggest problems.
Just terminology and regulations and licences and the conditions on licences are all very different from the north to the south, from state to state. And we notice it particularly because we have New South Wales licences and Queensland licences. So the terminology is different, the conditions of the licence is different. And if that's confusing for an irrigator, then you could imagine how confusing it would be, as you say, for people in the community or for people who, for the bureaucrats trying to, develop a solution to this.
Further downstream, Michael Kettlewell produces prime lamb and rice in Jerilderie in central New South Wales. He's furious.
You know, the environment will always survive. It's been doing it for millions of years. It dries up, dies, and then gets reborn. Communities and towns do not. They die, and once they die, they're gone.
Les Gordon is the president of the Rice Growers Association. He's based in Burram in southern New South Wales.
If people can determine what the outcome is and what the outcome should be out of this process, we'll deliver it because we can. That's what we do. But there's no outcomes. There's no predetermined outcomes. There's no, other than some airy fairy, oh, let's keep the mouth open and water this bit of wetland here and maybe help some fish grow. But how all those things might be achieved is just not there.
Across the South Australian border, Tim Whetstone irrigates citrus in the Riverland. Aside from growing fruit, he's also the head of the local Irrigators Association. And since last year, he's a state Liberal MP. And he represents those who have the most to lose if the Murray dries up.
We recognise that the environment needs more water put back into it. That will come through buyback, that'll come through irrigation upgrade, it'll come through better irrigation efficiency, particularly with the delivery systems. And as I said, over those 40 years, South Australia has led on the front foot. We have made those efficiency gains. And today we look at the water that needs to be put back into the environment needs to come from the systems that have the inefficiencies.
And like all his colleagues affected by the cycle of drought and rain, Les Gordon certainly doesn't accept that his industry isn't appropriate for this often dry continent.
We're opportunity croppers, so when there's water available, we crop. When there's not water available, we don't. So we're flexible. We produce a lot of food with a reasonably small amount of water. So to say that there's no place for us is just uninformed garbage, really.
That's New South Wales rice grower Les Gordon speaking to Adam Harvey.